Friendships are born in a million different ways, and all good friends strive to achieve the same goal, to be a source of love and support, a listening ear to hear about your wrongest of decisions, a show that will lean and cry on whenever you are heartbroken, or bear hugs that are always available to absorb every iota of sorrow that comes at it. So whether you are celebrating or happen to experience an unexpected bump along life's way, you can always trust that your friends will be there for you. Indeed, as American ballet dancer Misty Copeland puts it, anything is possible when you have the right people there to support you. That's word. But this is where the question lies. How true are you to your friends and vice versa, your friends to you? Or better asked, of what values you place friendship on? How valuable is it to you? Personally, friendship goes beyond tea parties and cupcakes or hanging out a lot in the park. It is about going the extra mile for that person, turning the right cheek when that person hurts your feelings, and lastly, not going after ease or obey. Yes, I know you'll be asking why I included this, but this is very paramount and it will be showcased in the story I'll be sharing with you today. Hi, my name is Nia and this is I Got Tempted. It's a platform where we get to share our toughest and greatest temptations and provide ways on how we can avoid them and, if possible, prevent them. Today's episode centers on how certain friends got tempted to sell their friendship off for a pair of bare legs. Alfred, Destiny, Mirabelle, and Blessing form the four major characters in today's story. Among five friends, Alfred and Destiny were the closest. I believe what made them closer was that even though the five were in the same department and academic level, Alfred and Destiny shared an uncommon bond among themselves. You can call them brothers from different mothers. Unusual, but yet they shared this unique vision of excellence. Alfred was a star boy on campus. With his near resemblance to the popular Nigerian artist, Wizkid, he was adored by all. Not just for his looks, but his on-stage performances. Just like his doppelganger, he loved the spotlight and was always ready to perform energetically anytime he was called up. He would climb the stage with his fitted demi-jeans, locally designed black native shirt, bandana tied at one corner of his head, and white sneakers to kill and impress, accompanied with his backup singing crew to deliver an outstanding performance that would thrill even outsiders who come to watch it. He really did make that impression. Destiny, on the other hand, wasn't that of a social figure, like his friend, but was still able to win the position of the director of socials at the university's student union level. How this happened, I cannot say, but yes, he won it. He was very reserved and would only come out whenever his friends were coming out. He was light in complexion, just like Alfred, a little taller than him though, and looked like Claude Frollo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame whenever he smiled.
I can save you from the flames of this world and the next.
Yes, look that up. Like I said before, they were very close friends who practically were seen everywhere together, except for the toilet, of course. But something or someone was about to come in between this and leave a scar that will haunt them for the rest of their lives. Melbourne came into the picture during the third year of Alfred and Destiny's stay in school. She was a beauty to behold. No offense, but I would say she almost escaped albinism as she was too light-skinned. And her beauty was summed up with her having the right assets in the right places, if you know what I mean. She was averagely heighted from a feminine perspective and had an awesome taste for fashion. She also had a gang of friends, but for this story, we'll be looking at the last character, Blessing. Blessing and Mirabelle met as freshmen on campus. Unsure of what campus life holds for them and what it was all about, these two ladies found solace with each other and clung to themselves for support that only they themselves could give. Going to lectures together and strolling to wherever, arm in arm. Now, at the first glance of her face, while it was hurrying to meet up with his class, Alfred fell in love with Mirabel. Now, Alfred is not one to fall in love easily, but this time, it was different. He felt he had found his missing beep, and so the love blossomed. They became the true love story that everyone on campus desired and envied, including me. This became more glorious when she won the Miss Freshman pageantry. They became the power couple of their time. On the other hand, destiny went for blessing. Reasons why, I do not know. Maybe to solidify their friendship. Close friends dating close friends. Maybe that picture. However, things were about to change. Before the second semester of the final year on campus, Destiny started having feelings for Mirabel and decided to ask her out in total disregard for his friendship to Alfred, who he thought that is Alfred thinking now, Destiny could never break the bro code. The brothers will understand this better. He claimed he couldn't control himself whenever he was around Mirabel. And since Mirabel herself thought she could eat a cake and have it, she consented to his request. So, here we see a lady dating two besties simultaneously, also against her own friend's consent, that is blessing now, who thought her friend Mirabel was an angel and would never play a lame game like that. Even when thinking about it, my head's about to blow off. But what would make a friend cheat on his close pal like that? Like, it was totally against the bro code. But sure, he got tempted. He wanted to enjoy what his friend was enjoying. So I think. The same case for Mirabel to blessing. They both got tempted to cheat on their partners with the other's bestie. Anyways, this romance went on for weeks and Destiny wasn't willing to share Mirabel anymore. So he wanted to tell Alfred to back off. And this was how it started. Destiny called all the crew, that's the girls and the guys, to his director of social's office, which was located at the right wing of the boys' common room. Remember I told you he won that position, right? Yes, he did. He wanted to host them, or so it appeared. Alfred wasn't going to miss out on this, so he took Mirabel along and they both joined the throng. Blessing was also there in attendance. Hey, it was her boyfriend who was organizing the get-together. Why shouldn't she be there? So now, at the office, while everyone was having a good time with good music playing and other stuff kicking, Destiny dropped the shocker. He requested everyone's attention, and particularly Alfred's. Thinking the matter wasn't a serious one, Alfred waved it off with one hand. But then he heard, "Alfred, something has been going on for a while without your knowledge, and I want to make it plain right now, because you deserve better. Mirabel and I have been hanging out a great deal, and I am truly in love with her and would want you to back off as she loves me back and you're standing in our way." When it was over with his speech, the entire awe of the room changed. The other friends watched Destiny with such disdain. Alfred, on the other hand, couldn't believe what he had heard. Mirabel fainted and was rushed to the health center, while Blessing sat betrayed. How could a friend do something like that to her? Now, first of all, what could have led anyone, or what would have made anyone to get tempted to want to stab his or her friend at the back while looking them straight in the eyes? That should have been done. Friendships are like eggs. Once they are shattered, they cannot be gathered back. That is why it must be treated with utmost care. Whatever you know may bring betrayal to your friendship in any form should be avoided like a plague. Now, though this incident happened about 3 years ago, it will always remain fresh in the minds of the participants because it happened. Even though they may wish to want to reconcile and bury the hatchet, things will never remain the same again. What's your own view on the topic? Had a similar experience? How did you handle it? Feel free to share them with us on our online community on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at jammy.fm. We'll be glad to hear from you. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And please remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now. But I'll see you in the next episode of I Got Tempted, hosted by Minnie from jammy.fm.
I Got Tempted was produced by Nie and Aiko Rizzo. This episode was edited, mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. I Got Tempted is a production of Jamit Media.